This very day, June 2nd, marks the birth in 1887 in Waterbury, Connecticut, of Howard Johnson. No, not that Howard Johnson, the motor hotel guy, but lyricist Howard Johnson. He studied music and began his career as a pianist in Boston-area theaters. He served in the U.S. Navy during World War I, after which he moved to New York City and worked as a staff writer for Tin Pan Alley Music Publishers. He joined ASCAP in 1917, and his collaborators included Milton Ager, Walter Donaldson, Harry M. Woods, and Archie Gottler. Howard Johnson died in New York on May 1, 1941. One of the most prolific writers of popular standards, his hits include I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream, There's a Broken Heart for Every Light on Broadway, and Kate Smith's theme song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. Some of his less well-known lyrics are I'm Glad My Wife's in Europe, I'm Saving Up My Means to Get to New Orleans, and You Didn't Care When You Broke My Heart, So Why Should I Care Now? Here are four from the pen of Howard Johnson.
Walking. Just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy, I'll say. When the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away, then what do we do? What do we do on a doo-doo-doo-y day?
Open spaces are the same as my heart, so lonely and empty constantly. I miss your embraces ever since we're apart. My one consolation seems to be singing a song to the stars and counting each one, thinking your eyes are the stars that twinkle, twinkle when the day is done, crooning a lover's lament till morning when dawn comes through, singing a song to the stars and dreaming, just dreaming of you. Song to the stars and counting each one, thinking your eyes are the stars that twinkle, twinkle when the day is done, crooning a lover's lament till morning when dawn comes through, singing a song to the stars, and dreaming, dreaming of you.
Credited on the label that June 20th, 1930, OK78, as Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, that was Ed Kirkaby, who generally went by the pseudonym of Ted Wallace, with Just a Little Closer. The vocalist on that Joseph Meyer tune was Elmer Feldkamp. Just a Little Closer was sung in the MGM all-talking picture Remote Control by Charles King. The 1929 stage drama Remote Control opened at the 48th Street Theater on September 10th, 1929, and ran for 79 performances. Before that, it was Cliff Edwards with another Johnson Meyer product, singing A Song to the Stars. That actually wasn't from a commercial record, but from the soundtrack of the motion picture Way Out West. The 1930 William Haynes picture Way Out West, not the 1937 Laurel and Hardy Way Out West. Before Cliff Edwards, it was America's sweetheart of song, Miss Ruth Etting, with What Do We Do on a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day. Howard Johnson collaborated with Charlie Tobias and Al Sherman on that one, recorded February 28, 1927. And we began our tribute to Howard Johnson with the Harry Yerkes group, The Happy Six, and Mystery. That Columbia 78 was recorded February 11, 1920, and introduced Poppy Blossoms and The Time Will Come. Howard Johnson isn't credited on the label, but Sheet Music of Mystery lists him as lyricist and Joseph Serena as composer.
Doing our our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Benjamin Anselwitz. You may know him better as the old maestro, Ben Burney. He displayed early virtuosity as a violinist, but enrolled in the Columbia School of Mines to study engineering. He became involved in college shows and after leaving school played vaudeville as a monologist and violinist. He met accordionist Phil Baker and they formed a vaudeville act called Burney and Baker. In 1922, Ben formed his own dance band, and they were the first band to play at the new Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They were originally booked for a short engagement, but became the exclusive band at the Roosevelt from 1923 to 29. By the mid-20s, the band was recording and broadcasting and made a European tour. Ben Burney is parodied in a number of vintage Warner Brothers cartoons, particularly for his invented word, yowza, which eventually became a trademark of his radio personality. Following the stock market crash of 1929, in which he suffered major losses, he got his own radio show and was broadcasting regularly. Burney and columnist Walter Winchell carried on a running feud in the 30s, which was the basis for two movies in which they co-starred, Wake Up and Live and Love and Hisses. Ben Burney co-wrote several songs, including Sweet Georgia Brown, Who's Your Little Hoosus, I Can't Believe It's True, and Strange Interlude. Following a sudden illness, Ben Burney died in Beverly Hills on October 20, 1943. I solicited suggestions for records to include in this segment, so here's Ben Burney and all the lads with the results.
Loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any dog. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares the boot, all the world is in rhyme. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Thank you.
I love you, I'm yours. Say, what's that you boys are singing?
That's our new number, Ben.
Well, it doesn't go like that. It goes like this. It goes like this.
La 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 la.
It goes like that.
Dee 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 dee.
Then it goes.
Die da 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 da.
And it goes.
Do da da do do do. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta ra ta ta. It goes like this. Ta ra ta ta. It goes like that. What can the name of it be?
It goes like a this. And it goes like a that.
Oh, what a funny melody.
Ba da dee dee la da dee 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 la da da dee la da da da.
It goes like fun la da 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 da.
Then it goes da da dee 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 da 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 da.
Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. A ching ching ching, it goes like this. A ching ching ching, it goes like that. What can the name of it be?
It goes like this.
Boodaloo, 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 boodaloo. Oh, what a funny melody.
And Webster cried. Calhoun replied.
In the middle of the doggone thing,
yes, everybody starts to sing.
And Coolidge said,
well, yowza, yowza, yowza. What a great record that is. It goes like this, that funny melody. The label of that September 25, 1928 Brunswick record credits the vocal chorus to Ben Burney's Speed Boys and the voice of the maestro himself. The Speed Boys were Burney's effort to compete with Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys. Which reminds me that I happened to see the Seinfeld episode titled The Maestro the other night. It was the third episode of the seventh season of the show and first aired on October 5, 1995. I wonder if Ben Burney insisted that everyone call him Maestro. I kind of doubt it. Before that, it was Ben Burney and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on I'm Yours from August 22, 1930. I'm Yours was written by Yip Harburg and Johnny Green and was preceded by the vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot with Following You Around. Following You Around was composed by Roger Wolfe Kahn, who also recorded it on January 11, 1927, a couple of months ahead of Burney's recording made March 14th. Al Dubin wrote the words. We began our tribute to Ben Burney with a song revived by Tiny Tim in 1968, Livin' in the Sunlight, Lovin' in the Moonlight. It was written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis for the Maurice Chevalier picture The Big Pond, in which he sang it, and it became his first American hit. Ben Burney recorded it in April of 1930 with a vocal by Pat Kennedy about a month after Paul Whiteman and Bing Crosby committed it to wax.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, May 29th, marked the birth in 1904 in Raleigh, North Carolina, of Horace Kirby Dowell, better known as Saxy. And if my name were Horace, I'd probably go by Saxy as well. No offense to any of you out there named Horace, mind you. He attended the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where he met Hal Kemp and joined Kemp's orchestra in 1925 as vocalist and playing tenor sax, clarinet, and flute. In 1939, with the success of Three Little Fishies, he left Kemp and formed his own orchestra. He served in World War II as bandmaster aboard the aircraft carrier USS Franklin until it sank in the South Pacific. After the war, he reformed his own orchestra, playing around the Chicago area and making a few recordings on the Sonora label. Around 1949, he became a disc jockey for WGN. He retired to Scottsdale, Arizona in 1960 and died on July 22, 1974. Here's Saxy Dowell.
Hal Kemp again. Saxy Dowell this time in a novelty tune, Nuts About Mutts. Nuts about mutts, funny little mutts, every kind of bow wow wow I see, wagging little tails, fuzzy wuzzy tails at me. I'm nuts about mutts, funny little mutts, shaking up a shoe so happily, rolling on the floor, barking at the door, tickles me. I've got one of those, goodness only knows, he's no thoroughbred. But oh, how he watches when I'm asleep in bed. I'm nuts about mutts, funny little mutts, every kind of bow wow wow I see. Looking for a friend, always can depend on me.
Chips come in and dreams come true. That's what I call heaven. For that is just we two in our little love nest. happy there a million miles away from the rest. And when I realize that it won't be long, we'll have to learn a cradle song. That's what I call heaven.
Thank you. go to stay. I don't care if you sigh, oh, I don't care if you cry, I don't care. And why should I, oh, I don't care if you leave me flat. I don't care any more than that. I don't care if you're blue, cause you've been so untrue. There's many better than you, so why should I care?
We began our tribute to Saxie Dowell with a 1934 radio transcription disc and Saxie's rendition of Nuts About Mutts. I'm Nuts About Mutts was written by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods and was followed by That's What I Call Heaven from March of 1929. That's What I Call Heaven was written by Alfred Salmon and Dale Wimbrough and composed by Billy Hill, and it was also recorded by Harry Reaser, Leo Reisman, Gene Austin, and Carl Fenton's New Yorkers. Billy Hill also composed The West, A Nest, and You, and they cut down the old pine tree. Dale Wimbrough also wrote Plucky Lindy's Lucky Day, commemorating Charles Lindbergh's flight, and Alfred Salmon brought us The Bird on Nellie's Hat in 1906, which was heard in a 1978 episode of The Muppet Show.
Victoria.
Now that we've got your attention, this is KISL Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial and streaming online at KISLAvalon.com, a public service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemick. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Bick Spiderbeck joined the group, beginning their close association, working together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 1930s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and a test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Last time we spotlighted Tram, we played four by him as bandleader, but Frankie was also a composer, and here are four of his works. Thank you. We began our tribute to Frankie Trembauer with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang from a Brunswick 78 waxed June 6, 1930. Tram didn't play on that recording, but he did write Loved One, along with Irving Mills, and with Lenny Hayton, who did play tenor sax. Next, it was a tune written by Trembauer with someone named Stokes, Harold Stokes, maybe? That was Itchola, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on August 18, 1934. Itchola was followed by The Bouncing Ball, with composer credit solely to Frank Trembauer. That was Paul Whiteman's orchestra once again with Frankie on C Melody Sax from January 16, 1934. And we finished up with a tune written by Tram and Fats Waller, Ringin' and Twistin', performed there by the trio of Frank Trembauer on C Melody Sax, Bick Spiderbeck on piano and cornet, and Eddie Lang on guitar. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.